Psalm 22. Let's look at verse 23 this morning. First out of the King James Version. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye the seed of Israel. And the Message puts it this way. Shout hallelujah, you God worshipers. Give glory, you sons of Jacob. Adore him, you daughters of Israel. I'm a daughter of Israel. Are there any other daughters of Israel in this room? Amen. We all are by faith. And sons of Jacob, how many sons of Jacob? Amen. Amen. By faith, you are sons of Jacob. So this qualifies, and we are indeed, God worshipers.
That's right.
If we weren't, we probably wouldn't be here this morning. Amen. The New Living says, praise the Lord, all you who fear him. Honor him, all you descendants of Jacob. Show him reverence, all you descendants of Israel. Amplified goes on a little bit. You who fear, revere, and worship the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Fear, revere and worship him, all you offspring of Israel. God's word, an old translation, says, all who fear the Lord, praise him. All ye descendants of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you descendants of Israel. It's easy to stand in awe of him, isn't it?
It is.
It's easy, too, to get close to him. And that's his desire, and that's what he wants for us. Spurgeon in the Treasury of David says, all ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him. The genius of the gospel is praise. I love that.
That's
Spurgeon
good.
Just knew how to say it, didn't he, huh? The genius of the gospel is praise. Jew and Gentile saved by sovereign grace should be eager in the blessed work of magnifying the God of our salvation. Amen. I'm eager. I'm eager to worship him. I'm eager to praise him. All saints should unite in the song. No tongue may be silent. No heart may be cold. Christ calls us to glorify God. Can we refuse? Can you refuse?
No.
No, it's pretty stupid, isn't it, to refuse. The spiritual Israel all do this, and we hope the day will come when Israel after the flesh will be brought to the same mind. The more we praise God, the more reverently shall we fear him. The deeper our reverence, the sweeter our songs. So much does Jesus value praise that we have it here under his dying hand and seal that all the saints must glorify the Lord. Amen. This psalm speaks of Jesus dying on the cross, and this is his word to us. Ah! Can we respond to that this morning? Can we do what he asked as he died for your sins? He asked one thing of you. He asked you to praise God. Amen. Who made it possible for him to die on the cross that you and I might be reconciled, put in right relationship with God the Father. Oh! What a wonderful place to be. What a healing place to be. What a place of salvation is ours. So can we just do the one little thing that he asked? Let's stand and let's say this together from the Passion Translation. Lovers of Yahweh, praise him. Let all the true seed of Jacob glorify him with your praises. Stand in awe of him, all you princely people, the offspring of Israel. Let's do it, and we will see his power come on this earth.
Amen. Amen.